Hi. I know it's late. I'm sorry to just appear on your doorstep. I wouldn't bother you if I had somewhere else to go. Oh, yes. Thanks. I'd love to come in and have a cup of tea. Oh, this is good. Honestly, you're the best next door neighbor I could hope for. My parents just threw me out. They say that I'm bad. You want to hear the whole story? Really? I'm their daughter. I don't do bad things. They don't like how I dress and that I have a boyfriend. Well, I'm 18. Aren't I entitled to dress the way that I want and have a boyfriend? I want to honor them, but it's hard when they want me to live in their prudish fantasy, you know? Now I'm all alone and I don't have a boyfriend or a family or even a place to stay. Thought they loved me, but they just threw me out. They just threw me away. Really? I can stay here with you until I figure things out? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. That's such a relief. Oh. I'll be happy to sleep on the couch. Well, I guess it is silly to sleep on the couch when you have two guest bedrooms. Thank you. You and your wife were always the cool couple when I was growing up. You two are only about 10 years older than I am. I remember when you'd come over for dinner with my folks and I had to stay in my room. You would always come in and sit with me for a few minutes just to chat and make sure I felt like a real human being. It meant a lot to me that someone knew who I was, who I am. I felt as if you really saw me, that I was a person and not just a prisoner. I was sorry when you two split up last year. I shouldn't have been. Well, if you say so. And so, why am I here on your couch with a cup of tea at 9:30 at night? Well, I'll tell you, and you just let me know if it gets to be TMI, okay? My mother has been on my case for months about how I dress. She doesn't like that my jeans are tight, my skirts and shorts are short. She doesn't like crop tops and tanks. I like thongs, and she wants me to wear old lady underwear. Really, she wants me to dress like a nun. Actually, she wants me to be a nun. My father doesn't seem to mind how I dress. Actually, I think he likes it. And I don't mind him looking at me. He's harmless. But a couple of weeks ago, he came into the living room and my boyfriend had his hand on my bare thigh. And from the way he reacted, you would have thought this guy was raping me. My dad chased him out of the house and said if he ever came close to me, he'd cut his balls off, for Christ's sake. I know, right? He'd think that my boyfriend would either stand up to my father or figure out a way for us to be together, but instead he just ghosted me. And then tonight, this is a little embarrassing. I was in my bedroom with the door closed and I was watching something on my computer and playing with myself a little. So my mother just walks in and sees me and starts screaming. And I started screaming it back at her, and We called each other names. And then my father got involved, and so now I'm a godless slut with no respect for them or my body or anyone. And they gave me 5 minutes to pack a bag and give them my keys and get out. Thanks for the tissue. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I didn't even pack a bag. I just wanted to get out of there, so I dumped my keys and grabbed my handbag and ran. Your wife left some things I might wear. I think she was close to my size. That will be good. And may I use a charger from my phone? It's like the one thing I still own. Yes, thank you. I guess things will look brighter in the morning. It's already looking up thanks to you. No, I don't think I want to watch TV. I'm wiped out. I think I'll just go upstairs and try to sleep. Yes, I know where the first guest bedroom is. I was up there a couple of times helping your wife try on some clothes. You know, your bedroom window? The big one? It faces my parents' bedroom. It makes me wonder if they ever looked at you and your wife going to bed at night. My mother probably wouldn't have, but I wouldn't have put it past my father. Anyway, good night. May I give you a hug? Oh, that's good. The first good feeling I've had all day. Well, good night. I'm sorry to bother you. I know it's after midnight, but I couldn't sleep. And honestly, all I could think about was your hug and how much I'd like another. Would you mind if I slipped in beside you for a little while? I feel cold inside. No blanket could help me. Well, sure, I'll step out for a minute so you can put on some pajamas. But I really don't mind. I don't want to put you out any more than I already have. I would just like your arms around me, if that's okay. Oh, this is really comfortable. It feels good being a little spoon. Don't worry about where your hands might be. Just be comfortable so you can sleep. I have kind of a confession to make. It's easier to say if I'm not looking at you. Remember when you would visit our house and come into my room and say hi? Well, after you would leave, I would think about how it would feel if you hugged me and loved me. I would remember the scent of your cologne and the way the corners of your mouth would turn up when you'd ask me how I was doing. I had a big crush on you. I think I grew out of it, but at the moment I'm not so sure. What are you doing? Did I say something wrong? You're pulling away. Oh, that. It's all right. Don't worry about an erection. Actually, it feels good. And it's welcome, really. After being ghosted by my loser boyfriend, that kind of kills a girl's confidence, you know? Here, let me turn around and face you. I'm happy that I can give you an erection. It makes me feel like a woman instead of like a worthless piece of crap that my parents think that I am. Thank you. I don't feel worthless now. I feel as if I can do something for you that we'll both like. That feels good. I like that little sweep of your tongue across my lips. It makes me kind of tingle all over. I guess that is the point. My boyfriend didn't do that. He'd just shove his tongue in my mouth and his hands down my panties. Oh gosh, this feels so good. Your body's so warm against me. Oh, I feel like I can breathe again. That's so much better. I feel like every inch of me is pressed against your warm, bare body. Oh, you're the best kisser. Oh, your lips on my neck. Oh, that feels good. I want to touch you all over. Is that okay? Yeah? Good. Well, let me start with your back. Do you like fingernails or just fingertips? Okay, I'll scratch lightly all up and down. Does that feel nice? Good. I'm not worthless. I don't need to do this to feel as if I have value. Thank you. I think I know that, but it's good to hear. I would do this anyway. Sure. You can put your hands under my shirt. Do you like my breasts? That feels good. Oh, my nipples are so hard. Oh, they feel extra sensitive. Oh, you can see them in the morning when there's more light if you want. Oh, you want to see them? Good. Oh, I'll take all my clothes off for you then. Oh, actually, I don't have that much to take off for you. What? Yeah, tomorrow I'll strip for you, wearing your wife's clothes. That sounds hot. I think you think so too. Your cock is really hard. I can feel it on my thigh. Yes. Rub it there. Make it feel good. It makes me feel good too. Tingly. Here, lie back. I want to stroke it a little and put it in my mouth. You have a really nice one. Not that I've seen many. You're actually the second. Oh, but it feels nice to me. I don't think I can take it all. Maybe with practice. Yeah. I want to get out of this top and panties. I want to be naked with you. Oh, that's much better. I'd wondered what it would be like to be naked with you. Yeah, sex was okay with my boyfriend, but he was just interested in getting off, and we never had much time. So he'd just unload wherever. And he could only last a couple of minutes inside me, so I never got to come with him. Where are you going? Oh, you're going to... Oh, lick me. Fuck. Oh, I've never had that. Oh, your tongue. Fuck. It feels so good. I need to clench them. I'm squeezing your head. Is that okay? Give me more. I feel close. What's that? Your finger? Oh, Jesus. That's good. I feel like I'm gonna come. Now I want to warm you. Your cock especially. Get on top of me and fuck me. I want to look into your eyes. I fantasized about you. I thought about how you would look, smiling down while you pushed your cock inside me. Your kisses. Oh, they make me so horny. Please, please put it in me. I need it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel so full. Oh, I feel so deep. And you're stretching me out. Oh, does it feel good to you? Don't laugh at me. How do you know? All I know is that on the worst day of my life, oh, my best and wildest dream is coming true. Fuck me, Daddy. Make me yours. Oh, I felt that twitch. It's been a while since you've had 18-year-old pussy, hasn't it? Oh, fuck, your face is so cute. So beautiful when you're fucking me. Oh, yeah. Oh, you want my legs around you? Yes, Daddy. My arms, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, are you nice and warm now? Oh, warm on your big cock. Warm where I'm holding you. When you're ready, you can come inside me if you want. I'm on the pill. I am a bad girl. I'll be your bad girl. Oh, shit. Oh, it feels so good when you kiss my neck. Oh, why have I not had that? Feeling you so squishy and in my cunt. Oh, my boyfriend never even let me get very wet. He'd just fight his way in. Oh, so good. Oh, so good. Oh, I love your cock. Fuck. Oh, your tongue in my ear. Jesus. Oh. I'm gonna come again. Stand up. I'm not sure I can. Okay, where are we going? The window? It faces my parents' bedroom. What do you mean that's the point? You want them to see us? Well then, bend me over, Daddy. I want them to see us too. They don't know what bad is. Yet. I'll grab the windowsill. Oh, fuck. It's good. From this angle. I've never been fucked standing up before. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You like how my tits swing when you fuck me? My ass jiggles. It's not too big. It's just right. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, pound me. Oh, use that cunt. Take it. Take me. Dump that hot load in me. Oh, but wait. Wait, there's my dad. He sees us. He's calling for my mom. I can tell. He sees my bare tits. Oh, and my big smile. Oh. He sees you plowing his little girl. He was so off the hook when a boy put his hand on my leg. Now his friend is fucking me. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. He may not want to be your friend anymore. Oh, fuck. Oh, your fingers at my clit. Oh, shit, that feels so good. Pound me. Pound me. Oh, pound me. Hi, Mom. Oh, I've got a wave. She looks like she's having a stroke. Oh, God. I feel you getting wild. You're about to come. Do it, Daddy. Do it. Oh, come in that tight cunt. Oh, my parents cry and go nuts across the way. Yeah, oh, I feel it. Oh, it's so warm and I feel it dripping. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, help me. Oh, help me. Help me to the bed. I've got to lay down. Oh, put it back in me for a minute. I want to feel you inside me a little bit more. I could get addicted to this. I know I'm going to crave it all the time now. Crave you. My parents are going to be so mad. They'll probably want to firebomb your house. You don't care? Really? Yes, it is their own fault. And there's no going back now. I'll never go back there. I want to stay here with you. I'll cook and clean for you. I'll dress however you like. You can use my mouth or my pussy whenever you want. I'll make sure you go to sleep happy. And if you want, you can have my ass too. I've never done that, but I'll do it for you. I'll do anything for you. What? I can stay? All I have to do is be myself? Oh my God. I've always hoped to hear that. Yes. Finally something I can thank my parents for.